New England Patriots football on 98.5 The Sports Hub and the Patriots Radio Network is powered by Shaw's. Go shopping, get rewards, and save with Shaw's for you. Download the Shaw's Deals and Delivery app today. Shaw's, protecting the art of fresh.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
You talk about grinding. Was that the ultimate game of grinding?
Man, it sure felt like it.
Hour number two, Felger and Maz with Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal. That felt a little breathy to me, don't you think there, Murray?
Yeah, talk about grinding. Did you see what Urban Meyer did last weekend, Tom? Could you move that ass into this crotch and you have a moment? What do you think about grinding on it?
He's such a creep. Seriously, again, T-Bone, just give it to me again.
You talk about grinding. Was that the ultimate game of grinding?
Man, it sure felt like it.
You talk about grinding. Was that the ultimate game of Awake the Snake? I mean, talk a little bit more about the game, Tom.
It's unbelievable.
Was that the ultimate game of grinding?
You're a big, fine quarterback. Can you back that ass up? You talk about grinding. Oh. How do they let that guy in their suite?
Creep, seriously.
Yeah, seriously is right.
They've let that guy into their inner circle. He's rubbing down the mother, Galen.
You look a little tense, Galen.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what, that's unprecedented to me. I don't know that I've ever even seen anything remotely or heard of anything remotely like that.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Rubbing down a player's mother?
I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah, I didn't mean for that to come out the way it did.
That's what was going on.
You know what I mean?
This is quite the Maz day.
The next step is the sun.
Jesus. All right, back to your phones as promised. Karen's been waiting patiently. Karen, thanks for hanging on. What do you got for us?
Oh, sure. Hey, you guys. How are you? You guys make me laugh, I have to tell you. Well, I can't pretend to know a lot about football. I don't. But I'm not a complete bobo either. And when I heard that Bill Belichick quote, when he was asked about whether, you know, he had considered or given any thought to that fourth quarter kick, did he really say he gave no thought to the Nick Folk fourth quarter kick?
No thought. It was no consideration.
Yeah, no, not really a consideration.
Really.
Okay, so in your experience, you guys, have you ever considered Bill Belichick as probably one of the best coaches of all time? Could ever truthfully say that he had not given that a thought?
So, Karen, you know what I think that is? That's just, what? Again, that's defense mechanism. That's knowing you might have screwed up, and so sort of doubling down, or, you know, I mean, the honest answer is there. It was a close call, a 50-50 proposition, and we thought, and, you know, he didn't even do the, we just did what we thought was best for the team, but it was a close call. There's a lot of close calls over the course of a game. Like, that's just would be an honest answer, but when you're defensive about the thing, you say, nope, I do the same thing over again. I do it all over again. Never even a consideration. Nope. And it's like that gives it away.
No question it does. Because, again, the right answer there is, well, look, a lot of things go through your mind. You try to pick what you think is the best one. Boom. End of story. That's it. It was never even really a consideration, fourth and three. That's just an out-and-out lie.
And what doesn't make sense either is, like, historically, he kind of hates the long field goal. I'm sorry, this one's stuck in my head forever, but, you know, you don't let Steven Gostkowski attempt the 49-yarder in Super Bowl 42. Instead, they go for it on, what was it, fourth and 13?
Yes.
Joe in Pittsfield, I just hung up on you by accident. That was my fault. Call us back, 617-779-0985. Pete in Plainville. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show. Greg, this is kind of for you. Moving forward with the offensive line, you know, you mentioned that Wynn was awful. Wenyu last year was really good at right tackle.
Yep.
And when Brown comes back, would you consider moving, maybe kicking Wynn in, moving Brown to left tackle, and then Wenyu to right tackle? Thanks, guys.
I would. Well, I mean, look, I'm going to let it play out a bit longer. But basically, if I'm Belichick and I'm McDaniels, I'm going in the offensive line room this week and saying,
and letting Carm Brasillo also be sitting in the room and say, if you guys don't get this stuff figured out, there are going to be changes. So get your asses in gear, because this team is going, I don't care what they get out of Mac Jones and the receivers and the tight ends, and if the defense tightens up, this team is not going anywhere with the offensive line playing the way that it is. So, yeah, everything is on the table. If it doesn't get better this week, the changes might hit this week. That's an option. It's not my favorite option, but they might not have any other choice.
I can't believe the O-line coach hasn't been fired yet. I'm not kidding.
As Greg said, I can't remember them making a move in season ever. I mean, I'll think about it, but I don't think they've ever really done it. John in New Hampshire. Go ahead, John.
Hey, do you think the reason, or at least part of the reason, for the mistakes coaching-wise and fundamentally in the first 3 weeks is because Belichick has been distracted with this Brady game, possibly?
Do you think Belichick has been distracted by the Brady game, and that explains some of the poor coaching that we've seen?
No, I don't think that. I just think that Bill, like I wrote about during the training camp, I think Bill has, at least up until now, has started to step back a little bit and be more of a CEO coach. And, you know, I think Steve Belichick and Gerard Mayo got a little bit more and more power each year as defensive coordinator. I think he started the year saying, all right, you guys are on your own. We'll see. I think Bill definitely stepped in on defense this week against Brady. And during the game, he was doing more things than I have seen him to this point, including, and I think TV picked it up, but he continued off where he was telling the guys, and he's screaming at them, and was in the red zone, and he's screaming at them to, you know, he gave a punch signal, hit 84, and he's literally going 84. Like, he's literally, what Bill's literally doing, and he hasn't done anything close to that this year. I just think, and I raised this a week or two ago, do we know how good some of these coaches are on the on the staff? I know Josh McDaniels is good. I know Ivan Fears is good. The rest of the guys, you look into their history, and since they where they've been at their positions, can you say that they've developed really anybody? I think there are a lot of questions to ask about that. But look, Bill, the good thing about Bill is he lets it go for a little while, and then when he figures out where he needs to step in, he'll step in. And I think he's started to on defense. He might need to on the offensive line.
Okay, I got a Steve Belichick question for you coming up in 10 questions. We'll save it for there. Ron in Medford. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Bazzard was right. I was at that game on Sunday. I have never heard the volume of a crowd like that in 30 years. It was amazing. They cheered, and then when it was time to boo, they did. But for me, it's the offense. I mean, every single drive, you've got to go 7-8 minutes and 12 plays to put up a field goal, or go 6 minutes and have a nice little drive that ends in nothing. I mean, they're averaging 18 points a game. They don't have one guy, not one guy on offense, that can catch a 7-8 yard pass, make a guy miss, and turn it into 25, 30 yards.
Okay, so that's a good question, Ron. I'm going to stop you there. Do they not have enough big play guys among the pass catchers, Greg?
It's hard to tell at this point because the blocking's been so bad. Like, everybody could talk about the big plays and Mac Jones needs to do this and Mac Jones needs to do that. It doesn't matter. They're not blocking it. Do you guys understand? Like, he's getting pressured 35, 40% of the time in every single game, let alone getting hit. And then when they do dial up shot plays, and they do, they call them, like, most of the time, Matt can't get to it. There's too much pressure on him. They need to – look, in this game, it wasn't just the line. The wide receivers were asked to edge block at times, and they were terrible. The running backs are letting – just whiffing on guys. Or, like, not even blocking them. Tight ends. Jonnu Smith is supposed to be a good blocker. So far, he can't block his way out of a paper bag. N'Keal Harry, you're 6'3", 250 pounds. The whole reason you're there on the edge, like one of the first plays in the game that he was in on, they ran a toss crack. And N'Keal got killed by a safety. Like, none of these guys can block. It's awful.
Joe in Pittsfield, sorry for the hang-up. What do you got, Joe?
Yeah, my question is, I think they should have went for it on fourth down and not thrown over the middle, but to the outside against Sherman. Sherman couldn't guard Myers or something. They should have went for it and tried for the win. That's just my thinking on the thing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. The over the middle versus to the outside where the corners are, and Mac Jones on the underside, you know, a little on the undersized side of things, has gotten balls batted down. Was that even the wrong play call on third down? Even though the play was open, do you see what the caller is saying there?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think that, first of all, the play was there, and we all know that. We've seen the replay. They ran the same play earlier in the game. I'm trying to find it, and I can't find it. But they ran the same play earlier in the game, and they got, like, 16 yards on it. And so the play was there. Give Lavonte David credit. He made a great play. He timed it perfectly, went up one hand, swatted it down. Look, Mac Jones is not the tallest guy. You have a 6'4", 6'5" quarterback, that's probably not tipped. Do I think it's a huge issue? No. Do I still think he's the franchise quarterback? Yes. But I do think, and this was my point when I brought it up, that Josh McDaniels is going to have to get used to scheming for this type of quarterback, where it gets complicated when there are big guys in front of him. And I've seen him, like, he missed Jonnu Smith in the wide open in the flat today, or on Sunday. And it's because he couldn't see him. I know there were two big guys right in front of him. He couldn't see him. That's fine. It happens to a lot of quarterbacks. But I do think that McDaniels is going to get used to, all right, I might have to move the pocket a little bit, or at least, you know, give him an open lane. Mac is great. You give him an open lane, he is great throwing the ball. It gets a little bit dicey when there are big guys in front of him.
Greg Bedard is brought to you by the Granite Group. The Granite Group is an award-winning distributor of Mitsubishi Electric's heating and air conditioning systems, with locations across Massachusetts and New England. Learn more at customizedcomfort.com. 10 questions with the big boy right after.
Terps Cannabis Dispensary, Cape Cod's destination dispensary, is now open right on Route 6 in Wellfleet. Terps is a boutique-style dispensary that is completely focused on educating their customers on all things cannabis. Check out Terps' unique environment and let their friendly local staff guide you on your cannabis journey. Terps provides its customers with distinguished brands of flower, cannabis-infused products, and extracts with a great selection of glass and accessories. Terps is now open on Route 6 in Wellfleet and coming soon to Attleboro and Charlton. Learn more at Terps.com and follow them on Instagram at Terps Canna. Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the Food and Drug Administration. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with the consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, contact Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Massachusetts State License Number MR283325.
Tub. The best analysis.
Forget about what's being said. Everyone's prepping someone for something somewhere.
Felger and Mass. 98.5. The Sports Hub. You want the answer? You've got to ask the question.
Do you have an opinion based on if you had to go with your gut, which way it would go?
Sometimes you have to ask it over and over and over again.
Why?
This is 10 Questions with Greg Bedard and Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, 10 questions around the league with the big fella, Greg Bedard. Got Tom Morgan in for Jimmy Stewart and Billy Lanny today. Do we have buzzer options, Tommy?
Beat of a rectum.
Yeah, what was that, Mass?
I thought you said Vita, you had a rectum.
Yeah, nope. But I see where you're coming at now.
Yeah, when he said it quickly, I'm like, right.
Well, he wasn't referencing the rectum. It was a verb. Anyway, go ahead. Next.
Fire them cannons.
Hey, there you go. There's Gene Decker off. Next.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Fire them cannons.
Nice to hear from Gene last week during the Decker off. Next.
Ruski's like firing cannons. Gene gets a 10.0.
I still have no idea what he said.
Me neither. Doing bits.
Yeah, next.
Holy gronkamole.
There, that one I get. Anything else?
Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Simple enough. Hit him.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Number 10, Jimmy Garoppolo had to leave Sunday's loss to Seattle with a calf injury. I read today it's a contusion.
Bruise, yeah.
He said after the game, hopefully he won't have to miss more than a few weeks, only to have Kyle Shanahan come out yesterday and say it wasn't that bad and he could be back on Sunday. Your thoughts?
Same stuff the Patriots dealt with. I mean, I was asking about Jimmy, and I said, is he tough? I asked somebody in the building. Like, not as much as you would want him to be.
Mask quick.
So he's a wuss. How do I defend him on this? I can't defend him. He's a wuss bag.
That's got to be tough for you, Maz. Yeah, Shanahan is at it with his fragile quarterback, thinks he's a soft puss and he should be out there.
Oh, my God, I'm done. And I am also, like, I would like an apology from Mike Giardi. Love you, mean it. But and others who gave me crap way back when in 2014 when Garoppolo wouldn't come back for that Cleveland game. Or, the Buffalo game, his fourth game, that they thought he could be ready for, and he didn't. And I said, watch out for this. You know, this is bad form. The kid should come back and play this game.
You were ahead of the curve on this.
And I raised that question at that point, and boy, did I get shamed. But this kid is a freaking wuss. You're playing for your NFL life, and you're going out of a game with a calf bruise? And then talking about missing a couple weeks? Oh, my God. Like I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done watching him, following him, rooting for him. Like, the whole thing. I'm done with it. Please. Enough of this guy. Next.
Beat of a rectum.
Not rectum. Wrecked him. 9. Does Urban Meyer... Speaking of rectum, does the Urban Meyer grind incident... I'm sorry, what was that, Jim Gray?
That's nothing wrong, little bump and grind.
You talk about grinding. Mm.
Does the Urban Meyer grind incident speak to his capacity as an NFL coach or to be an NFL coach?
I don't know about that, but dude, what are you doing? Like, he's out in public.
Okay, can I jump in?
Yes, my answer is yes.
Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes.
Yes, it absolutely does. This guy, that I told you, I'd be surprised if he lasts the season.
Let me say.
You think he's the only NFL coach? What, just because he did it in public?
Thank you. The only
NFL coaches are dogs,
The
man.
Only bad person in the grinding scenario is the a-hole who took the video, creep. But the other stuff, not traveling with the team after the loss, hiring the racist trainer from Iowa, signing Tebow a tight end, all that shows he shouldn't be the head coach.
Guys.
Good job, Jimmy.
It speaks to judgment.
Oh, come on.
You don't go back with your team. Then you go to your bar, right? It's the bar that
it's his restaurant.
He owns. And then in front of the whole room, lets this rando grind against your crotch.
Was that the ultimate game of grinding?
Thank you, Jim. It speaks to judgment. No, you don't get it. Isn't it college happy horse crap? In the NFL, you don't get away with that. This isn't Columbus. I mean, it's in Columbus, but it's not like you're not dealing with Booster. This is the NFL. Of course that speaks to his capacity as an NFL coach. He doesn't get it. He doesn't have the judgment.
Obviously,
or the self-control.
Obviously,
you've never been to Prime 47 Steakhouse in Indianapolis during the scouting combine any year and seen what some of these coaches do.
No, I get it, but are they filmed? I mean, that's like probably...
Could be. They don't know.
Get a clue.
Yeah, this guy's an idiot, if you ask me. I think he's a complete idiot. He won't last. He's not going to make it.
Next.
Fire them cannons!
If Steve Belichick would like to be a head coach, did he help or hurt his cause on Sunday night? And you know what I'm talking about.
The tongue action?
Oh.
Oh, scratchy. No, he did not help himself at all.
Oh, please, are you kidding me? Hurt. Absolutely hurt his chances.
Hurt. He's now football Gene Simmons. He's become a meme. So unless he proves himself to be as smart as his dad, I'm not hiring that guy.
I told you. I think I said this during a break. He made Matt Patricia look like freaking George Clooney, for crying out loud, let alone the whole thing there. It's like, you know, I told you initially my instinct was they got Spicoli on the sidelines calling the defense. It was really more like a zoo animal.
A llama, you mean, that spits?
That was unbelievable.
And especially because, you know, Bill put the NBC crew on him. Like, he told him, like, play up my son. So, of course, here comes the camera. And it's like, on the face of it, the defense did a good job, so it would be his kind of night. But after the owner looks at the pitchers on the sidelines, any owner in the NFL is going to look at that and say, I can't hire that guy.
Well, so I'll tell you what. I don't know if it'll be any owner, because I still think there were some jackasses who will take the cheese.
Well, I'm not just talking about that. It's a tough visual. Next.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Fire them cannons.
Okay, according to Seth Wickersham, Bill O'Brien might have been the next guy here in New England if the power struggle, the Q, had led to Bill leaving. Do you think Bill O'Brien is still the next guy? He's at Alabama now with Nick Saban. Do you think he's still in the holster, if you will?
Definitely in the mix. And I think that Bill probably took that job with a leap like that in mind.
O'Brien.
That he's like, I'm just going to, yeah.
Bill took the Alabama job.
Bill O'Brien. Just, I'll park myself someplace where I can just sort of tread water and wait till, you know, because I know Josh doesn't want the job, or Josh is going to jump at the first job that he that he gets that suits him, and I'll be next in line.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Six.
Rooskies like firing cannons. Gene gets a 10.0.
I still have no idea what he's saying there. Is it time for Ben Roethlisberger to take a seat in Pittsburgh?
Yep. He's totally cashed, and I can't believe the Steelers didn't go out and get Gardner Minshew. Who do they have? The
Mason Haskins. Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins.
Dwayne Haskins. Give me a break.
Or draft a guy or something.
They're in trouble.
He's last year's Cam Newton. They can't move.
They're in trouble. Their offense blows.
And again, another team that just pushed off the quarterback thing, did not plan ahead, and are going to pay a big price for it. Toolbag topic next.
Holy gronkamole.
Okay, I'm sure you've heard the story by now. How'd you feel about the Ravens running on the last play of a 23-7 win in Denver to get over 100 team rushing yards that now ties the NFL record for 43 straight 100-yard rushing games by the team? And who is the bigger tool bag, Vic Fangio, the Denver coach, or John Harbaugh? You'll hear them here back-to-back reacting to the situation. It's about a minute, but it's both coaches back-to-back. Go.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of, but I expected it from them. You know, I've 37 years in pro ball. I've never seen anything like that. So, but it was to be expected, and we expected it.
Why did you expect it from them?
Because I just know how they operate. You know, that's just their, mode of operation there. Player safety is secondary.
I mean, I thought we were on good terms. We had a nice chat before the game. Known each other for a long time, but I promise you, I'm not going to give that insult one second thought. That's what's meaningful to us might not be meaningful to them. Their concerns are definitely not our concerns. And, we didn't expect to get the ball back, but I'd already decided, we decided that if we got the ball back, we were going to try to get the yards. And we got it back with 3 seconds left. So you're throwing the ball in the end zone with 10 seconds left. I don't know that there's a 16-point touchdown that's going to be possible right there. So, that didn't have anything to do with winning the game. So, like I said, what's meaningful to us might not be meaningful to them, and we're not going to concern ourselves with that.
Sorry, bigger tool bag.
Harbaugh by far. And good job on Fangio for calling him out. And Fangio used to work there, so he is calling out Harbaugh specifically, and good on him. But what a bunch of BS. Harbaugh going for the running record on the final play of the game.
Yeah.
Tool bag.
Swiss Army. That's a multi-tool. Both of them. Fangio, I've been in ball for 37 years. Shut up. You're both tool bags.
Yeah, they both suck, but Harbaugh is the bigger tool with this.
Harbaugh made a good point, though. I mean, are we playing this out or not? If they're throwing into the end zone on fourth down, down 16 points, no?
Come on. You've been in game. The losing team is going to keep trying to score.
Yeah.
It's just part of the deal. But you've won the game. You take a knee. It's over.
All right.
Or do you want to be Greg Schiano shooting at people's knees, which he's still doing at Rutgers, by the way?
All right. I have no idea what you're talking about, but next.
Rooskies like firing cannons. Gene gets a 10.0.
What's a bigger waste of money? The $5.5 billion spent on the new L.A. stadium that is still susceptible to weather delays. $5.5 billion domed stadium that's still is susceptible to weather delays, or the $175 million the Patriots spent in free agency so far?
L.A. And what are they going to do with earthquakes? Is it built for that, too?
I got to go L.A., but it's close.
I mean, a thunderstorm is going to shut the game down.
I still don't understand.
Reaction to that was the best thing possible. Are we playing in a dome?
Right. You're inside. But I guess some of it is exposed. So
yeah,
there's
big gaps in it.
Outside.
I mean, go figure that $5.5 billion for a dome stadium that still gets shut down for a thunderstorm. That happened last night. Next.
Fire them cannons!
With the Buccaneers in the rear view for the Patriots, what has now become the most interesting game left on the Patriots schedule?
Both Bills games, no question.
I say Dallas. Because the Bills to me are clearly better than the Patriots. So, but the Dallas game to me, I'm interested in that one.
I say Chargers on Halloween.
It's another good one.
Young quarterback test. Herbert already looks like a stud, but if your young quarterback shows up in that game too and they win that game, that's a big one for them.
Okay, next.
Beat of a rectum.
I now ask the same question across the NFL. If Patriots Brady was the marquee game on the schedule of all 32 teams, what is the now next marquee matchup? And just make it up. If Sunday Night Football could pick any two teams to go against each other this coming Sunday, what would it be?
Chiefs. Go ahead.
Packers Chiefs, which is on the schedule week 9.
Chiefs Chargers. I think the Chargers are legit. They beat them once here earlier in the year. They got the next sort of budding quarterback in the league. That one's going to be good, that rivalry.
I think you're getting it this Sunday, the AFC Championship rematch with the Bills at Kansas City. If the Bills actually win that game, then I'll start to believe in them.
I think the most compelling storyline in the league now becomes Aaron Rodgers. And does he win in his last year? Where is he going to go? The sweepstakes to land him, the trading partners. And so concoct a game here that gives me that thing. You know, Aaron Rodgers in the Super Bowl, I think, would be the most bankable story. Is this his last game as a Packer? Where is he going to go? Blah, 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 that thing. So whatever the opponent is, it doesn't matter to me. I think Aaron Rodgers now becomes the biggest story in the league. Last one.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Okay, rare non-Patriots question. I ask you, Greg Bedard, where were you on October 2nd, 1978, and what do you remember of that day? And, of course, October 2nd, 1978 was Yankees-Red Sox 1978 play-in game. Go ahead.
I was 4.5 years old, living in South Deerfield, probably nibbling on some Cheerios and drooling all over myself.
So you don't remember it?
Nope.
I was 3 weeks, 4 weeks shy of my 11th birthday. I ran home from the Hosmer School across the street, went down to the basement, turned on the TV at Boylston Street in Watertown, and I watched the Red Sox lose to the Yankees.
I was 2 months shy of 2 years old, so I, like Greg, don't remember.
I was 8, and it's one of my earlier I clearly remember it. Running home from school, sitting on my parents' bed and watching and rooting for you guys and being pissed. I hated the Yankees growing up.
Oh, no, the game went well.
It didn't go well, but it's one of the early ones I remember. We'll get to Red Sox-Yankees coming up a little later, but we've got more with the big boy right after Big Jim Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
Come to Nova Farms. Nova Farms is the official co-sponsor of the Felger and Maz podcast. We have the biggest selection of recreational cannabis in New England. Must be 21 plus to buy. Our dispensaries are located in Framingham and Attleboro, Massachusetts. Our retail staff are on special teams. We give big hits like a blitz. You get the extra point. Sports! For our latest content and product announcements, follow us on Instagram at Nova Farms.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the Food and Drug Administration. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with the consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, contact Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Massachusetts state license numbers MR281379 and MR282516.
Do you believe in moral victories? A good loss? We'll get them next time.
No silver linings here on Felger and Maz.
Then you are in the wrong place.
You have to accept that, so we...
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, more Patriot sauce with Bedard and you. Alex and Dedham, what do you got for Greg?
So I feel like there's like kind of two stories. Like there's a process that like Mac Jones has to go through to learn, which is people call like the Patriot way, like methodically, which is all great. But then there's like the narrative that you guys have kind of been on, which is like our O-line sucks. We have almost no running backs, and the ones we do have are all hurt. And after the game, everyone's going, look how good Mac Jones is. See the Patriot way. I kind of feel like Mac, like, you know, McDaniels is turning to Mac and just going, Mac, the game plan is, look at your O-line. They all suck. Run away from them as fast as possible and throw the ball. And it's just kind of like, it's just not the...
Alex, I have no idea what you're saying, bro. I don't think you have a point there. To me, Greg, 1-3 is not acceptable given the schedule that they had. That's it. That's all. Simple as that. I like the quarterback. I think they're erring on the side of caution with him. But, you know, if you're going to err on any side of it, I've said this all along, I'm okay with them... with the training wheels versus going too much with them. I'd like to find a little bit more of a balance, a few more shots, a few more throws into the end zone, a little bit more on his shoulders. But again, if you're going to err on any side, I'm okay with them erring on that side to face a horrible Dolphins team at home, a horrible Jets team, a purely mediocre Saints team at home, and a not right Tom Brady, and to have a lead in the second half and only come away with one win in that setup is not good enough. I'm sorry.
I agree with you, but... it's not on Mac Jones, and it's not on, well, I mean, the offensive line a bit. But look, the Patriots knew what situation they were going to be in with the quarterback. You have to bring them along slowly. You can't just throw them out there and try to be Josh Allen. It's not going to happen.
I'm fine with it, and I'm fine with that.
But the problem with this was they're 1-3 because of the defense. They knew coming into the season, stuff was not going to work right offensively for a while. And they needed the defense to win games for them. They have not done that. It's on the defense.
I mean, the defense has definitely been the bigger disappointment. But I'll tell you what, I was just looking it up out of curiosity. Jones's rating is 85.9. It's 26th in the league. Like, you would think it'd be better than that based on watching him and the way the narrative is.
In the same breath, I think you folks out there are overrating Mac Jones.
The bottom line is they're not scoring.
Which isn't to say that he sucks. He's been good. I like him. But you've got him there in this category that he hasn't achieved yet.
I mean, their passing attack is sixth worst in the league.
They haven't. He hasn't had enough winning plays for you to be carrying on the way you're carrying on.
But, do
you
watch the passer rating thing? That's junk.
I'm just using it as a metric.
It's because of the interceptions that he threw. One was when in desperation. This last one, I don't know. I thought Aguilar should have had the ball. Yeah, the guy made a play on the ball, but you get paid a lot of money. I mean, it was fine. He got drilled.
He threw up.
It's all under protection. Like, stop making this out like, oh, well, they're passing game. Just say this. Their offensive line has not been good enough, and they haven't given them a chance to have a productive passing offense. That is the bottom line, period.
Yeah, the O-line's a problem. But just if you watch last night's game or last Thursday's game, comparing him to other young quarterbacks like Lawrence or Joe Burrow or last night with Justin Herbert, is he on par with any of those guys? Because not to me, just the eyeball test.
I mean, not from a physical plant, he's not, which I'm fine with, which I knew coming in. He wasn't as big as those guys, didn't have as big of an arm as those guys, weren't as mobile as some of those guys. Like, I knew that. I'm fine with that. But you got to pick up third downs. You have to score touchdowns. You have to make winning plays. Like, that's it. I'm fine with those kind of quarterbacks if they come through in that situation. People keep wanting to compare Mac Jones to Brady in 01. Brady in 01, and I'm not talking about Brady in 04 or 14 or in 2021.
Don't let Gasper hear you say any of this.
In Brady in 2001... picked up third and three, and then Vinatieri kicked the field goal. And you won a bunch of games in 2001 doing that thing.
Yeah, and guess why? Because they had a team capable of winning a Super Bowl and executing. We all know this team was not winning a Super Bowl at the beginning of the season. And also, as you would have a valid point.
I never said that, by the way. Who knows who's capable of winning a Super Bowl or not?
Anyways, you have a valid point. With the passing game, if the offensive line was better, if he was getting great protection, if the offensive line was playing well, they had a running game, and their offense, their passing offense was that productive, absolutely valid point. Everything's broken on the offense.
You don't think fans are overrating the quarterback a little bit? They're getting a little ahead of themselves? The guy's 1-3, Greg.
I don't know I'm trying to think of like what the general consensus is. I mean, give me about what do you think the general consensus is right now? Like, where do they think
people are pants off?
They are
pleasuring themselves over the kid.
They are. They're pants off.
I think they're all saying like we have the quarterback of the future. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that.
I think it's too early to tell.
I don't.
I do too. I'll tell you what worries me about it. Again, I was looking this up.
I mean, if I had to guess, like you say, put a gun to my head, do we have it or not? Yeah, okay, yeah, sure. But like, have I seen it to the point where like, nope, that's it? No. I mean, I don't know yet.
So I said that in the first like mini camp.
So look, here's what concerns me about it now is that his rating right now is 86, basically. Okay. You know what Brady's rating was in 01? 86. Okay. So it's the same. You know what the problem is? Everybody in the league's over 100 now. And I'm now worried that Bill is even trying to integrate a guy into a system that doesn't work anymore.
Maz, you're just being unfair. Stop mentioning Mac Jones's passer rating. Like, you're being disingenuous when you put out these stats that put it on him individually. You know, you're watching the game. Nothing works in this offense. Freaking Jonnu Smith was dropping everything that was thrown to him a week ago, including one for a pick six. Again, another interception that was not his fault. And for you to keep saying, you keep putting it on Mac Jones, stop doing it. You know, the offensive line stinks. Every week you're coming in here, your bottom three is all offensive linemen. Jonnu Smith was awful last week, started to walk in the right direction this week. Hunter Henry finally has a pulse, I think. In this offense, Kendrick Bourne is coming of age. Nelson Aguilar did some things last week. Okay, but just say it in terms of this passing offense is bottom tier in the league. Don't say Mac Jones. It's not Mac Jones.
I mean it as the passing offense, and thank you for the compliment on my three down.
There you go.
Long commercial-free segment is next on that note.
Hey, Boston. Cannabis delivery is here from LanternNow.com. Getting cannabis in Boston has always been a hassle, but Lantern has changed the game. I can now get my cannabis discreetly delivered right to my door the same day I place my order. Lantern has made it super easy to find exactly the products that I want. I can browse multiple dispensaries at once and count on my order to be delivered same day. So whether I'm unwinding after work or going out for the night, Lantern is just what I'm looking for. So skip the rush hour traffic and get your cannabis delivered today by visiting LanternNow.com/Jim. That's LanternNow.com/Jim.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. For use only by adults 21 years of age or older. Keep out of reach of children. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the Food and Drug Administration. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It's against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with the consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, contact the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts.
The employer.
This hour of Felger and Maz brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Wes Welker. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Harris shifts to the right hip of Jones, who takes a shotgun snap, stands in, looks down the middle, throws it, caught by Henry at the two, fights away from a tackler, and runs to the end zone, and spikes it for a Patriots touchdown.
There's your tight end. It's about time. Four games in. What poise by the kid.
Eye formation. Johnson in front of Harris. Play fake. Throw to the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Jonnu Smith. A beautiful fake from Jones to Harris. And a touchdown to tie it, pending the point after.
I know I said it 2 weeks ago, and even on the opening night. But I tell you what, you got a quarterback.
I just think there's a gap between saying we like what we see and the potential is there and saying what Zoe said, and you all saying it. It's not to brag on Zoe. Greg is saying it. A lot of people are saying it. We've got a quarterback. There's just, can he make the winning plays? Can he convert on third down? Can he score touchdowns and not kick field goals? I love his toughness, Greg. Like, that's the thing I like the most. Is, boy, he stands in there and takes a beating and comes back for more. I think it's a great trait to have as a young player. And so, like, I like that too. But can he stay healthy? He's already got a knee thing that, you know, that we're seeing. And again, just to go back to Zoe, I mean, Garoppolo looked a certain way when he got his chance here, looked great, said, we got a quarterback. Zoe said the exact same thing. Turns out the guy's a complete wuss. It turns out Garoppolo is a complete wuss bag. And whether he can play or not is kind of immaterial because he can't stay on the field and he lacks a certain something there, lacks a toughness element that's going to prevent him from being what he should be in that league. So, like, there's just so many things to know about Mac Jones before you say you got the guy.
But so far, so good. And I think the mental toughness thing was shown in his performance in this game, given the spot and the spotlight. Like, he didn't wilt, and I thought that could have been on the table.
Yeah, look, the
if they have the guy, why isn't Bill putting the ball in his hands on fourth and two and fourth and three in these situations?
Okay, but Mike, you know the answer to that. It's four games in. That's the answer. We all know that. So look, the foundation is there for the kid. Like, I think we all agree on that. But the other thing is you got to factor it in too to what's going on around the league. Do you know how many quarterbacks in the league have a rating of 100 or more now? So, half.
Yeah,
half.
I was just going to guess 16 as a round number.
It's 14. So again, 14 of them. Everybody's got ratings of 100 above. And I mean that by the passing attack as an aggregate, Greg. I don't mean the quarterback.
Be sure to give the guards their due on that passer rating stat, Maz.
But the point is, it's easier to throw the ball in that league than ever before. So a lot of these guys look good. A lot of them look great. And I like Jones too, but where he has to get to now is a higher ground than where Brady had to get to. The level of achievement or the level of excellence at that position is really high now because the position's easier.
Greg, final thought on the day. Could be anything you want. Lead take here at sitting at 3:57 in the afternoon.
I think that Maz is grasping at straws with this whole quarterback thing. That's my lead thought. I think it's ridiculous what he's been uttering for the last 10 minutes. And I'm stunned in this speechlessness.
Okay, do you want to boo him too before you leave?
Okay, so here's the deal, folks. We're going to start talking Red Sox Yankees off the top of the hour at 4. I've got a full board of calls, as usual, on the Patriots. I can hang up on you all, or we can do a lightning round and you just have to be really quick.
Oh, no shot of this working, but give it a try.
Okay, so can you do it? It's up to you. I can hang up on you, you get nothing, or you get about 10 seconds. Let's see how you do.
Yeah, fella guy, I got three things to say here.
Jay and Grafton, go.
When is Chase Winovich going to be stapled to the bench 2 weeks in a row on the biggest defensive play of the game? He didn't know if he should be on the field, and they had to waste a timeout on a dead ball. That's inexcusable.
What's Chase Winovich's deal, Greg? Quickly.
He has no spot on this team, just like we said all offseason. It's pointless. He barely brings any pressure. He gets blocked every down.
Why is he still out there? Why is he getting
I have no idea.
Okay. Here's David in wherever you are, Vermont. Go, Dave.
Am I on?
Yep.
Hey, I got an interesting take on these 4th and 3.
I have to let you go. No preambles. Your take was not going to be interesting. I can just tell you. Yeah. Mike and Danvers, go.
Yeah, any chance that Bill gets pressure from people around him to retire before the season's over?
Okay, any heat on Bill Belichick this season, no matter what?
Of course. I mean, we have to see how the season plays out.
Okay,
if he
thank
posts
you.
A losing record, hell yeah.
Okay, there we go. Now we're in business.
Yeah, but the caller said before the season was over.
Yeah, but he thinks somebody's going to pressure him to retire? No, that's not happening.
Okay, before the season, I agree, that's not happening. A losing season, you think it's on the table? And let me tell you, Greg, he'll be asked to retire before they fire him. They'd want that sort of exit versus we fired Bill Belichick. So, that's going to happen. So, interesting. So, 8 and 9, it's on the table.
Yes.
Okay, now we're talking. There you go, Greg. John in the car, quick.
Hey, Brandon Bolden did an excellent job, underrated performance. I hope to see him more, and it's his blocking more than the pass catching.
Do we all want to see more of Brandon Bolden?
Nope. No. That was a great blocking job that he'd done on the interception where he just left and let Devin White tear off Mac Jones's head.
Do you second guess their decision to trade Sony Michel? They feel light at that position now, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like it at the time. They were one injury away from being screwed. They're screwed.
Okay,
if we see more Brandon Bolden, they're porked.
Tim and Malden, go.
2001, Brady made the Pro Bowl. Does Mac Jones have any chance of making the Pro Bowl?
I don't care about Pro Bowls. Pro Bowls can kiss the inside of my ass. Here's what happened in 01. Brady picked up 3rd and 3 and Vinatieri kicked the field goal. And they won games like on Sunday night. They won those games. And they won those games against AFC East opponents when they had bad opponents and they got going with Brady. And not that he was throwing for 300 yards, but he picked up 3rd and 3 and then Vinatieri kicked the field goal and the defense closed. That's what happened in 01. That's what I care about. Pro Bowls, Schmo Bowl, I don't care.
By the way, I just wanted to point out that because Bill's worst 3rd down offense that he said, they did pick up 3rd and 3 on that same play that Mac Jones got batted down earlier in the game in the 2nd quarter. It was on the Hunter Henry touchdown drive.
So when Bill Belichick's excuse for kicking the field goal in that situation said we'd only picked up 2 3rd downs the entire game, including like the 3rd and 19, the 3rd and 17, the 3rd and 12 that they didn't pick up, little disingenuous as usual from Bill Belichick. Josh and Webster, go.
Do you think there's a chance that they fire Bill, the GM, and he moves more out of that role rather than more overall coaching role?
Yes. Yes. No. I do. My personal opinion, I think he lost a little bit of power this past offseason. If there's not an outright firing or something like that, that there would be a slow erosion of his power inside the building. I believe that. Am I wrong?
I just think that he just decided, I've been terrible at drafting, so I'm ceding personnel control to my front office, but I get final say.
So he would give that up willingly.
I think he has a little bit.
Yep. At least
he's taking more input. Yep.
This is what I think too. Mm-hmm. Okay, but you just think it was him on his own said, you know what? I think I'd like to answer to more people and not be in charge myself. That was his doing?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Well, you think Robert went to him and told him that?
His boss, yes, exactly. That's exactly what I think happened because that's usually what happens. The boss tells you you lose power. You don't voluntarily give it up, especially not that guy. What are you, freaking nuts?
Robert Kraft.
Did you
see him this weekend?
The boss, yes, the boss.
Yeah, okay, I'm sure Robert Kraft walked into his office and said, this is what's going to happen. No way.
You're saying Robert doesn't have the faculties to do this anymore?
No, I just don't think he's as forceful as maybe he used to be. I don't think he's ever really, confronted Bill all that much on a lot of stuff.
How about Jonathan?
Yes, possible, but I think Bill has it probably written to his contract that he only listens to the old man, that he tells, Jonathan,
get out. And you think Robert right now isn't controlling that situation? Meaning Bill voluntarily said, I'll give up some power, as opposed to Robert telling him he's giving up some power.
I think Bill had some conversations with some people, but it wasn't directed to do that.
Okay. That's another thing I disagree with you on.
Yep.
Okay, but we're done now.
Okay.
You can go home.
No, I'm going to the Red Sox game.
Oh, are you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're the one.
I'm working, but yeah, I'll be there. Should be fun.
Oh,
what was that, Maz? Shots are fired.
I left some community beers out there. Grab some on your way out.
Oh, there you go. Thanks, bud.
Greg, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
See you, big boy.
Ah, Red Sox Yankees.
Yeah, can you feel it?
I can, actually. I can feel it. And we're gonna feel it all over the place, starting right after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials. Don't go anywhere.
The safety of our loved ones, it's never been more top of mind. Which is why, for many families, the Drive with Safety app has never been more reassuring.
Phew.
It lets you know where every driver in the family is located. Plus, families that use the Drive with Safety app can save 5% in their auto policy while benefiting from information that can help improve each driver's performance. Ask an independent agent about safety insurance. We'll help you manage life's storms.